We're talking with Dr. Barb Glenn. Barb, let's talk a little bit about, your role with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. How did you come to this particular position?
Well, I'm a lifelong passionate agriculturalist. I'm a scientist by training. I'm a dairy cattle nutritionist. But I morphed out of that into government affairs. And at the end of my long rodeo, I'm blessed to be the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture.
What do you see as maybe the mission of this group that, of course, represents folks from literally across the United States?
Our mission's really to create an enhanced sound agricultural policy. And we do that by forging partnerships, and we do that with our state departments of agriculture, the federal government, Capitol Hill, and all our stakeholders in agriculture.
I know there's a lot of things going on right now. There's no shortage of things to talk about, but maybe top of mind are some of these things, development regards policy, most notably trying to help some of these folks that have been hit so hard by the extreme weather events, large amounts of rain, flooding, all of that that's really hurt our agricultural production this year.
Yes, American agriculture has really been being hit hard. NASA's been pushing and supporting disaster relief for our farmers and ranchers. Of course, this is a double whammy with the trade tariffs and their impacts on our farmers and ranchers as well. And we've been pushing for USMCA to be ratified. So it's a perfect storm. We also worry about rural stress in communities, and we're working on that, too, out of the Farm Bill. So we're trying to bring resources back to our farmers and ranchers who desperately need them.
On that social issue, the stress issue, what can be done? In other words, what's the appropriate role, at least, you know, when you start looking at that 2018 farm law? What's the role for government?
Well, our state departments of agriculture and our commissioners, secretaries, and directors can lead on programs that can help farmers and ranchers who are really stressed at this time. And so what we're working on are programs that support them through one-on-one, everything to group training, resources that have to be customized just for the rural community. We have to speak the talk of rural America, and we have to be there by their side. The most important thing is for a farming family to reach out to someone who will help them, and that can be your neighbor, your pastor, a stranger. Our state departments of agriculture want to be sort of the hub of providing those kinds of services.
I know that one of those negative buzzwords is out there, opioids, and a lot of I know your state departments have worked on this issue. We've got some very key farm groups that have really stepped up and been pushing hard as well.
Yep, certainly American Farm Bureau Federation and National Farmers Union have worked, collaborated on opioid crisis, and that's not only in rural America, but we've brought new resources to the table. I think we've raised the awareness of what's happening when sometimes this is hidden behind closed doors. I think we need to show compassion and be there and encourage folks to reach out when they need help.
Let's talk a little bit about going back to that policy arena. I know one thing that I've heard from a couple of the department or, you know, secretaries of agriculture here, they're appreciative of this move to give a little more help to folks who are able to plant a cover crop on a prevented planted acre. And we're going to see, obviously, a couple of extra months available.
Yeah, that's an important step. The Secretary of Agriculture, I think, was involved in helping make those decisions. We need everything we can to help a farmer beat out the weather, if you will. And so that action that you describe with the cover crops is critical. We need to see more support, as you know, coming from the Market Facilitation Program to help those that have been hit by the tariffs. And just hope that all of this weathers us through this multiple storm here that we're having.
Right. I know that, when you also mentioned trade and the need to try to get Congress to move across the finish line on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, USMCA, we do obviously have Mexico that's already ratified it now. What's your crystal ball tell us about getting Congress to move forward?
Well, crystal balls can be a little murky in D.C., but USMCA being ratified is NASDA's top priority. So every secretary, director, and commissioner of ag wants to see that move across the finish line. I think that with Mexico having ratified it and Leader Pelosi pulling together her caucus to talk about what needs they still have, questions they still have, and with Ambassador Lighthizer from USTR, he spent a couple days on Capitol Hill last week. I just have to believe that the questions are being answered, that every member of Congress knows that USMCA is good for the United States of America, as well as Canada and Mexico, and we've got to get it across the finish line. Very good for agriculture as well, of course.
One of the countries we're trying to get something done on is Japan. Folks like the cattle producers, like the Express folks here, and others are really interested in trying to get that playing field leveled with other folks that have got that tariff advantage over us now with the Japanese. You see any hope there as well?
Oh, definitely. I think that Japan wants to work with the United States. They want a trade agreement. There was some rumor they might start with agriculture, but we need a full-fledged agreement that includes agriculture. And, yes, we need to open the beef markets even more than we have with Japan. So we're looking forward to that. NASDA is on top of that, pressing for that and other new free trade agreements in the EU and the UK and so forth and so on. So we got to keep moving.
You mentioned the fact that you are, as far as your background is concerned, a researcher.
Yeah.
So you've got a special place in your heart, I know, for research efforts and being that banging on that bully pulpit for more research dollars. How do you see that going? Are we going to be successful in making sure we keep the dollars we need to help agriculture succeed?
NASDA totally supports increasing public funding for food and ag research, and so that means federal dollars have to go up. We're being outpaced by other countries, including Japan and China. It's been a long row to hoe. We've been pushing on this, but this administration has increased some of the funding for competitive grants, and so we're pleased about that, but there's so much more to do. I mean, the return on investment for ag research is something like 20 to 1, and that's why American agriculture is the technological and science-driven leader in the globe, so we've just got to keep pushing.
I would suspect you've got some different opinions among your various ag departments regarding this announced intention by Secretary Perdue to move ERS and NIFA.
Yeah, the secretary, as you know, has announced and is moving to move staff for ERS and NIFA out toward the Kansas City region. NASA's position on that is one to be there to assist as he moves forward. We are very we're concerned early on with the details, but a lot of those details have now come out. We have compassion for those that need to move. We know that that's a huge step. But in the aggregate, I think American agriculture is going to benefit from the priority and the strategies that we'll adopt for advancing research out of these two agencies. We'll continue to see that return on investment climb. I think it's going to be good for American agriculture in the end.
What's your vision? You kind of help lead this organization and the voice of these state departments of ag in D.C. What's out there? What do you want to see done in the days ahead?
Well, NASDA aims to be smart about ag policy, and I think that takes us into some arenas that are new and emerging. Our members are very concerned about the changing face of food retail, and so we are the leaders. We are the consensus builders. We can be the strong voice to find the best path forward. So some of these emerging policy areas are the place where we need to be to grow so that good common sense and logic is applied to some of these newfangled ideas. And they're all driven by great science, and the consumers apparently are demanding these products. Let's get on board, because it's all about agriculture at the end of the day.
Dr. Barb Glenn, she's the Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.